still more fallout from the Big Bang next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheep, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaels.
Good to be back with you today, Barry.
It's good to have you, Chuck.
This is a very interesting topic, and it's one that will not go away.
Well, and it shouldn't, Charles. Folks, if you're with us on yesterday's program, you heard me, I think, maybe get up on my soapbox a little bit. And I'm not apologizing for that. So if you're waiting for an apology, you're going to be waiting for a while. I'm throwing some bricks at the windows of the church, especially those churches that have ceded to liberalism and have decided that God's word is contained in the Bible, but it isn't all of God's word. You can pick out what's God's word, and the rest of it's up to you. Or at least that seems to be what the response has been from many. And not, well, and we talked yesterday somewhat in the black pastoral community. We talked about another, this Reverend Susan Smith from United Church of Christ. Who knows? African-American, non-African? I don't know. But the point is, I do know one thing. Every one of those people who said that more important issues like housing and health care than what God's word says about the pairing of men with men and women with women are not true preachers of God's word. They're preachers of God's word or what they believe it to be out of the Bible, but everything else, well, that's left up to us because that's man. Well, that's theological liberalism. It's classic liberalism that we believe the Bible contains the word of God. Somewhere in there, God said a couple of things, but by and large, because we're going to apply our human reason and our sensibilities and what we feel about these issues. It's interesting. There's been comments, Chuck, about how compassionate Obama has been by making this announcement supporting sodomitic pairings. How wonderfully sensitive he is and caring and open and affirming. And, you know, we've all heard the adjectives. But the point is that when you do that, you supplant the word of God for the words that you're trying to help make yourself God. And that is dangerous.
Yes, exactly. It's extremely dangerous. But, and I'm doing a little side research real quick on Reverend Dr. Susan K. Smith.
Okay.
She is activist left. Let's just say that.
Well, I would assume as much.
She is a contributor to the Washington Post and a number of other journalistic outlets who are, shall we say, not exactly in the center of the aisle.
So what you're saying is the reporter for the Columbus Dispatch, who looked at the broad expanse of the Columbus Church, happened to narrow in on one pastor who's a contributor for the Washington Post. Chuck, that sounds to me like a little bit of journalistic ethics issues.
Does that surprise you with the Dispatch editorial?
It does not surprise me at all with the Dispatch.
Let's not kid ourselves. They talk about how the Dispatch is a conservative paper, but its editorial staff is definitely to the left. So their publisher may be conservative. I don't think anybody in the Wolf family could be considered a conservative. They may be Republican, but they're definitely not conservative. They're definitely on the left side of the Republican fence, if you will. And this person, I'm having trouble believing that the Columbus Dispatch couldn't find a pastor who was articulate and eloquent on the other side of this issue to discuss the other side this question. And
no, they didn't.
No, there's no attempt made at all. And if they did, they would dig up the most ineloquent fundamentalist they could find to attempt to make our side look not particularly good. That's the only way to put it. They would not choose an eloquent spokesman, and I'm quite sure that they would be quoted out of context anyway.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But that's the whole point is, what the Columbus Dispatch couldn't do, the Christian Post had already beat him to, and that was actually interviewing African-American pastors who were standing up for God's word, even against their own president, Chuck. And that's the underlying thing that's not being spoken of outright here, is that many in the black community support Barack Obama because he is of the same ethnicity.
Yeah.
They can talk about what great things he's done, but can you point to one? Do you want to point to healthcare? Well, we can point to a dozen different ways in which that's harming people in the black community. You want to point to all these other things, many of them, again, ultimately destructive to the family, ultimately destructive to an individual being able to come up out of poverty, to be able to stand on their own two feet, to be able to be independent of government control over their lives. else.
Well, of course, the only way to really enable yourself to come out of poverty on your own is in a truly free enterprise system. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that there haven't been problems with minorities in the past, and yet that didn't keep people who were minorities in the past from making millions of dollars. There are numerous stories, black publishers, black journalists, who George Schuyler is a name that not too many people know about, but a very conservative black newspaper publisher from the South. I met him once way back in the 70s, and he was a very old man, and he had become quite successful as a newspaper publisher. He was quite a gentleman, too. He was a very handsome man, you know, a long, flowing white, you know, he had snow white hair and a snow white mustache, and it was a long mustache. He was a very striking figure. I can still see pictures of him from me having met him. These kinds of things. And the fact is that although we've now heard that everybody's going to rally around the Obama flag, we've heard some rumblings to the contrary. And we actually have a recording of a radio show from these people are obviously progressives. And one thing we wanted to help do was explode this myth that President Obama's position has evolved over time. And these progressive folks make it clear that they understood what Obama's position was in 2008, if not before. And perhaps we should just go ahead and play that recording.
You know what? I think this is going to be very instructive, ladies and gentlemen, because we've always said we have to be careful as both as Christians and as patriotic Americans, whether you want to call yourself conservative or otherwise, not to become insular and only listen to the things that support our opinions, only listen to or read those type of things that are in just perfect accord with what we already pre-believe, but to look at and listen to and hear how your opponents believe so that you can understand their arguments so that you can go to the root of them and you can take them down with absolute truth and the pure logic of God's word.
I've just concluded that for me personally, it is important for me to go ahead and affirm that I think same-sex couples should be able to get married.
I bet you there goes his Ohio votes.
Yeah, so North Carolina definitely.
Are you kidding me? What's wrong with him?
The sad part is, amazingly, there are people in New York whose votes he just lost.
Yeah. You're kidding me.
No. No question about it. I have been doing radio for a long time, and whenever I talk about this issue, I am shocked by how many people call up and are upset with the idea of supporting same-sex marriage, even in New York, even in 2012.
Well, as for those people right now, if anyone in New York City right now is disappointed that Obama made this announcement, call us up 800-223-9797 or tweet us at BPJ Hot 97.
In other words, if you're stupid, call us right now.
Oh my God.
Is that what you're saying?
There you go.
And I think the only thing that's disappointing, if there's anything, I'm very happy about it. The only thing I'm disappointed at all is that it took so long to do, because when we voted for President Obama, we knew he believed in same-sex marriage. We know he's a progressive guy, and I'm excited that he finally did it. I'm hoping that once he gets into the second term, without having to worry about another election, we'll really see him start, you know, stepping up and doing things like this more regularly. But I think a lot of us are very happy and proud of the president.
Well, Kai on Twitter says that he's just desperate for a vote.
It
feels like a political move, right? When he did it right now.
But everything they do is a political move. But, I mean, he still feels it.
Yes, exactly.
He still believes in that. So.
I agree. Something he's just doing.
Yeah, he instilled that policy in the army.
It's not like he looked at two pieces of paper and goes, should we save whales or should I say I support gays?
Yeah.
Let's go with the gays.
Yeah, no, I think he actually cared about
whales can't vote.
And the whales never spend.
Yeah, never.
Who's on the line, Jake?
We got Anthony.
Anthony, how do you feel about Obama? You're not feeling him, huh?
No, because I'm totally against that same-sex marriage, man. I mean, I'm 27. I grew up in my days where a female's supposed to marry a female. A male's supposed to marry a female.
Oh.
But what is their love life or their decisions? How does it affect you? Why does it make you so upset?
Because you got the younger generation that's today's society growing up. I mean, if you have a kid, would you want your kid marrying? If he's a boy, would you want him marrying another guy? Or
if he was
gay,
daughter,
would you want your daughter to marry another girl?
I'd want my child to be happy.
The emotions, feelings, it's not the same, though. I'm totally against it. I mean, I'm born and raised in New York. My parents are from Guyana. I mean, that would never go in Guyana, you know?
Which is ironic because it has the word gay in it.
Sorry. You mean gay, Anna?
Yeah, that's weird.
Jennifer, you will not vote for Obama because of what he just said.
Definitely not.
Why?
I don't know. I've never liked gay people.
Oh,
oh my God.
Okay, sorry. Jennifer, you know how disgusting that sounds?
but like, maybe let me rephrase that. I'm not saying I don't like gay people. I don't really agree with what they're into. I don't agree with.
So then just don't think about it. It has nothing to do with you.
I don't think about it. I'm just saying you asked a question, and I'm not going to vote for Obama because I feel like it was all like a little, he knew he was losing votes. So he was like, you know what, let me think of something real quick to get everybody's attention. And that's what he did, because honestly, why he wanted to do this now when election day is like, you know.
But that doesn't change the fact that you are against same-sex marriage for no good reason. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Well, thanks, Jennifer, for your disgustingness.
Yeah, that was really fantastic. I'm amazed, man. Even in New York City, yesterday I sat there and bashed North Carolina for voting to ban in gay marriage. And then in New York, you hear that there's still people whose thought process, I'm sorry, is very dated, man. It's 2012.
A lot of the callers are saying that the point of marriage is to have kids, so that has to be a man and a woman. This guy on line 3 says, man is born for woman.
A true. Oh,
wow, that sounds, literally, you sound like a caveman. You sound like a caveman, sir.
Well, there you have it. First of all, you heard that anyone who holds an opinion other than these obviously brilliant folks is stupid and disgusting.
Well, yeah, and they started that out. So if anybody who called them in who opposed it, they were idiots. So I think the only idiots in the room might have been behind 3 microphones inside that studio. But beside the point, and I'm probably being a little catty about that.
Well, yeah.
But the key was, I think the one guy hit it. Number one, it's against nature.
Yes.
And, you know, if you want to keep God out of it, it's against nature. If you believe in evolution and survival of the fittest, 2 A's cannot produce a child, an A and a B. A man and a woman produces offspring. 2 men together can't produce offspring. It's sterile. 2 women together can't produce offspring. Sterile. So just from an evolutionary perspective, it's not evolving to support same-sex marriage. It's devolving.
Devolving, yes.
It is devolving because it's taking away information from the gene pool. And that's a no-no in Darwin's book.
That's right, because you need the most specialized genes at the most specialized time in order to be the fittest in order to survive. And in fact, what you're doing is spreading a gene. If you manage to hijack the mechanism, the reproductive mechanism, and go ahead and do the thing you've got to do for in vitro fertilization or some kind of artificial insemination, you've spread a gene that will not make man more fit if it's genetic, which of course we've discussed in the past. It is not.
No, not at all.
It is a behavioral issue. Is it a strong drive? Yes. And it is, as we explained biblically earlier, it has more to do with having been a behavioral trauma as a young child that sends a child a wrong way and perverts their thinking. Unfortunately, it's a consequence of the fall. What everybody was dancing around there, and did you notice that they were thinking in terms of evolution, because this is 2012, that anyone can still think that way in 2012 is just beyond their capability.
Exactly.
And not only that, they are bigoted about the Northeast, that somehow they're far more intelligent and far better informed than anyone else. We can understand it down in North Carolina, down there in the South, but we can't have that here in the Northeast. What's that have to do with the price of tea in China, where you live? The fact is, what they were actually saying was, down there where people actually still believe in God, and that God's word has some kind of input on what it is that we do as a society, is what they really meant.
Yeah, absolutely. And that one caller, he also hit another hot button, and he hit it right. Because would you want your son to marry a guy? Would you want your daughter to marry a woman? And the one anchor's response, well, if they're gay. And like, no, you don't get it. I think we brought this up the other day, Chuck. Everyone's born heterosexual.
That's right.
It is choices in life and consequences of choices falling into temptations. We talked about this earlier this week when we talked originally about this issue. It's about temptations that beset all of us in one form or the other. And whether or not we are going to rely on the power of God and the Holy Spirit through Christ to turn from those temptations, or if we're going to give in to those temptations and then turn around and expect everybody else to applaud our lack of ability to resist temptation.
Unfortunately, Barry, we're out of time again. But one thing I need to bring up, and you can comment on this before we close out. You know, there was a book written called The Day America Told the Truth.
Yes.
And I think you're going to find people who are going to tell pollsters that maybe they're supporting Barack Obama, but I think this radio show just showed a crack in the facade that people who are anonymous may not go into the poll and pull that lever over this issue.
That's a very good possibility. And some statistics were saying 60% of the people, it won't change their opinion. What about the other 40%? And
that's
in
right.
a close election, 40% of people changing their opinions doesn't look good for the person who they're changing against.
It looks very bad, in fact. We'll ask you to join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.